This is AFN Pacific Radio Report. I'm Lance Corporal Jacob Colvin. Working with our allied partners is critical for the Pacific rebalance. U.S. Forces Korea Commander General Vincent Brooks spoke at the United Nations Command 71st anniversary in Tokyo, where he emphasized its importance and the impact it continues to have on the world today.
That we are increasing our focus on the role of United Nations Command headquarters beyond the Military Armistice Commission and expanded the role played in our semi-annual exercises. The participation of UN states in greater numbers than before helps us to think through the distinct roles of the command beyond our traditional experience of combining all three. And this focus is also helping us to shape the relationship between the ROC U.S. Alliance Combined Forces Command and the United Nations Command.
The Cooperation Afloat Readiness and Training, or CARAT exercise, wrapped up in the Southeast Asian nation of Brunei. While the large-scale naval exercise brought naval and marine forces together, another group of sailors make up a large part of the fleet. Petty Officer Taylor Moore explains.
The Military Sealift Command, or MSC ship, USNS Millinocket, participated in this year's CARAT, or Cooperation Afloat Readiness and Training exercise in Brunei. However, the USNS Millinocket is not your average Navy ship. This ship is crewed by an all-civilian crew. Captain of the ship, Erwin Lau, tells us what makes his ship and crew different.
This ship is only manned by 26 Sigmar, which is an impressive accomplishment. My crew is composed of different levels of experience, like all of them have something to put on the table.
CARAT Brunei marks the final phase of this year's series of exercises, which began in May with partner nations in Southeast Asia. This has been your AFN Pacific Radio Report. Follow us on the go at facebook.com/AFN Pacific Now. Thanks for listening.